Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to everyone. We're kind of scooting along. The drama, maybe because of the drama, I don't know.
You mean like the snow drama?
Yeah.
Okay, for a second I thought you meant like interpersonal drama, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, what? Did I say
Dave's going to spill the tea.
Yeah, what drama are we talking about here?
Fill me in.
No, just all the shenanigans and MoDOT and forecasts and, you know, 3-hour commutes and that kind of stuff. Seems like it would feel like a longer week somehow.
That's true.
Good that it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take our wins.
So, I thought October flew by, but compared to November, my Lord. I mean, November is just like 3 days long. Right?
Yeah, it was a quick one.
Woof. Just flew by. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk.
It's no, this has been insane. And I keep thinking like, oh, Christmas is so far away. We have plenty of time to get ready, get gifts and all that stuff. I haven't even started with any of that stuff, but it's like,
oh, I know.
And right, like, around the dang corner.
This year, I'm really trying to buy as many gifts from like local businesses as possible, which, I mean, I'm excited to do that. However, we only have like 3 weeks till Christmas, and I'm not giving myself the option to just add everything to my Amazon cart and have it show up at my front doorstep. So I'm like, I need to get on the going out and figuring out what I'm getting for people thing.
Yeah. I started pretty early this time. I'm feeling pretty good. I may have gone a little too far. May have to keep some of that stuff for myself. Kev got an early Christmas present today.
I did. You booted me.
I did boot you.
So you just had these sitting around. Because yesterday we were in the office or something. And I was talking about how I got to get new boots because my old boots got dirty, or like the old good ones.
Yeah.
And then the old ones, like the work ones, they're just trash. I got to throw those away because they're basically falling to pieces. And I'm like, that's what I'm probably going to do next. That's going to be my next, you know, buy for myself. Give me another pair of boots. But the upside here is, A, these fit pretty good.
Good.
And they're broken in.
Yeah. It's like a ball glove.
Breaking in boots sucks.
Yeah.
At least breaking in a baseball glove is kind of fun. You know, you're doing fun things. But, man, walking around all day and...
This is why I buy used clothes.
Dude, you nailed it.
Yeah.
And with these, I'm like an eighth of an inch taller.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy like Ron DeSantis.
You're towering over people.
I'm a big boy.
Ron DeSantis.
Forgotten the DeSantis stuff. Wasn't he under like extreme pressure to take his shoes off at one point?
Yeah, yes. He was like, it was like insisted that he take his shoes off.
Guy.
And he was like, I can't.
My feet are real stinky. There, you don't want me to do that.
Right.
Why does anybody even care?
Yeah, I don't wear lifts. And when all that was going on, I'm like, I got to get rid of these lifts. Like, someone's going to call me out on this.
You guys remember the white boots?
Yes. Yeah, that was
the,
bad.
Like, stark white
snow
boots.
Moon
that
boots.
Was a
They're
bad
like
look.
They're like go-go boots.
That's they really literally were.
That's way worse than your height.
Yeah.
Is when you do dumb things like that and you make yourself look like a cartoon character.
Yeah. What, the governor of Florida wearing thigh-high white boots?
Like, yeah, a little bit. Don't even do that.
Looking like he was in a Rocky Horror Picture Show cosplay.
You know, I mean, honest to God, if you're in that thing, like, you're... What would you do, Dave? I mean, if somebody's like, here, put these on, I'm like, no, I'll just ruin the clothes I have so I don't look like an idiot.
Yeah, I think that's the, when you're like a politician, it's like, yeah, there's going to be pictures of me in these for the rest of my life. No, I think I'll just get new pants tomorrow.
I'm not even a politician. I would do that now. Like, you want it? No, I'll just get new shoes and jeans. I'll ruin
Yeah, I'll
them
just get new shoes and jeans. Yeah. It's literally not that much. It's fine.
Well, then the whole thing is I'm sure he's like, well, the lifts and the boots, that's all behind me. Little does he know the Dave Glover Show exists. We will be bringing that up.
The North
once
remembers.
A year for the remainder of this show.
You know, I say, why does anybody care? But. Yeah, apparently it's a thing in elections. Like in day-to-day life, I can't get why anybody would care. But apparently it's a thing. Like, I don't know, something psychological in voters where they're like, that guy's tall, I want him.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but isn't that always been a thing? Like even going back to Lincoln and others? Like,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, speaking as somebody who's not particularly tall, the world is so much nicer to tall people. It sucks.
Yeah. Clothes look better on tall people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I just looked up like who was the shortest president, and that was James Madison. He was 5'4".
Oh!
But the most interesting part is he weighed just over 100 pounds.
What?
Wow.
That's what they're telling me.
He's like a big dog.
Yeah, I've had dogs that big.
Yeah.
There are dogs out there that weigh twice that much.
Blair says, I got my sticker. Little suggestion. Boom. Number one, make the sticker bigger. Number two, make 4 different stickers, one of each of you with your face and name on it. Have a contest. Who sells the most? The collectors will want all 4, so that's even more money to the cause. Blair, you've miscalculated who we are.
Yeah, everyone's a critic.
We are so lucky to have 1 sticker out there.
I'm going to be honest, though. I think it's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
And it would be like Dave sells 9 million. And then everybody else has got the 12 collectors.
And we don't have the prop. Like, Dave's face works perfectly with the sticker and the character. Like, it was
Thank
just
you.
Like, well, I mean, it just does.
It just does.
It's like, oh, well, that's Dave Glover.
I got that bumper sticker kind of face.
I don't know if you could so easily get, like, a caricature face out of the rest of us.
What we could do is find stickers already in existence.
That kind of look like us.
Yes.
Like if you just got me a bunch of leprechaun stickers, I mean, it's me.
See, Blair, see what you're dealing with.
I love the name Blair. Look,
if it was up to
These
us.
These are our ideas.
If it was up to us, we'd have all kinds of fun merch. Yeah. A little out of our hands.
We'd have it all.
Yeah, we'd have it all.
I do like that idea, though. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Like, I think there's actually, she got a good point about the hardcore listeners would probably want all of them to have the full set.
Collect them all.
You know, you could throw in bonus ones, too, for past cast members. Or
maybe we should do a Pokemon Go for the Glover Show.
What?
It'd be fun.
David.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of, like, hardcore listeners, our buddy Danielle, who I think we're going to see on the December 19th broadcast, which will be at the Hardee's in St. Peter's, by the way. We encourage anyone to come by and see us and say hi and make a donation to Operation Food Search. Get some Hardee's. She sent me a screenshot of her Spotify Wrapped for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
She streamed 10,546 minutes of The Dave Glover Show.
Damn.
In 2025 alone.
It's more than I listen to.
I'm in on all of it.
That's great.
Oh,
thank
man.
You. I wonder if anyone listened to more than that.
She's in the top 4%, so she's not alone.
Huh? Man, go get it.
Very nice.
Oh, boy. I'm taking shots. It's okay. They're good shots.
Yeah. Pixar anger
Robert
sticker.
Robert says he already got the Pixar.
Scott Farkas.
I mean, the Farkas one's not that far off, except he's too thin. Plus, Ralphie would never kick my ass.
I don't see any sort of resemblance between Farkas and Wheels.
We have our gingers.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only connection.
Yeah,
you're
bullies.
Not mean.
Well, that's true. Sometimes. Not generally. But the anger one, that fits. That's a good one.
They're both guys who need a good butt kicking.
I don't want Wheeler to get his butt kicked. That would be really upsetting if that happened.
Yeah, it would. Good luck.
Have you seen the way he's dressed today? No one's beating him up today.
Dude.
I look like Fonzie. Come on.
Black t-shirt.
I got a
black t-shirt. Black leather jacket. Now you got black Doc Martens on? Like, you're terrifying.
Dude, Rondi's going to get shoved into those lockers in the talent office.
Yeah. Oh, that's just a normal
day. He came walking in with his big black leather jacket. I'm like, bitch, better have all my money.
He's going to dump Fred's folders like in the hallway.
I definitely looked like one of the henchmen of Whitey Bulger in The Departed.
Yeah, man.
I looked like that Irish dude. You're like, oh no. Did I pay my debt?
It's going to cost you big. Coming up today, 2 p.m., my buddies Dan Buck and Katie Cruz are in. They have a Christmas pop-up together. Why don't we have a Christmas pop-up together?
With stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
one
of stickers.
Dan, one of Katie.
Where we all have big Rudolph noses.
What's the name of their pop-up? Do you have it in front of you?
Dashers.
Dashers. All right, cool. Oh, okay. I've heard of this one. I think the sales team had like a happy hour out there recently. That's very cool.
Oh, good for the sales team. Hope they had a good time.
Did you see the happy hour that they're doing? You guys, that's like noon to 3 on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, what a life.
We're going.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we'll just play some Christmas
showed up
music.
And we're like, we got the invitation.
Yeah, we were invited.
We should do the show there.
Before I was in radio and Maureen and I were just dating and she was in radio. She'd been in radio for 20 years. About that before I got in. And on Saturday, she had to go out to car dealerships with the talent to do live remotes. And I didn't realize for like 3 years that they got paid for that. And I always thought, what a crap job radio is. Like every Saturday, you're out there just like schlepping pork sandwiches and stuff like that.
So I should know this, but Maureen did sales, but she also did a lot of promotions,
she was
too,
Stephen
right?
DC's main promotions person.
Okay, that's a cool job.
Yeah.
That's a really cool job.
It was
cool
a
job.
Difficult job, cool. But
yeah.
Will you reach out to Steve, Shannon?
Shannon, sure.
Yeah, let's get the guys on.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I talked to him.
Very much.
This is called a tease. Do you have an update on Poopgate?
I do not have an update on Poopgate as of right now.
It's no tease at all.
I know. I'm sorry. I will let you guys know as soon as there is something to know.
I wondered if the snow had changed the mathematics.
The snow has put a dampen on things a little bit just because it makes it hard to, you know, figure out. When it all freezes, it makes it a little hard to, like, gauge the age of the piles that we find, right?
They're on top of the snow. That
I
should
love
tell
Andrew.
You.
I love how Andrew's like, we've all been through this.
You guys know when you're trying to figure out
a stranger's dog poop.
You know when you're trying to figure out how long ago a dog pooped in your yard.
Aren't the fact that the pile is on top of the snow a clue?
There haven't been any on top of the snow yet.
Then, so
and also, it's difficult because
what's that? Just tell
just
us.
Say it.
Well, the warm poop melts through the snow and gets down to the bottom.
Are you seeing paw prints around the...
There are paw prints.
Okay.
I don't know about
so
this.
So a dog is being let into your yard. This
yes.
we know for certain.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, we're having slight camera problems the last couple of weeks. The camera, by necessity, is very far away from my router. So it's just barely connected. So that can lead to some spottiness with the recordings. And also, I messed with the sensitivity a bunch, and I think I screwed up the sensitivity.
So when is this happening in your mind? Like, when do you think the... Like, is it nighttime? Is it a
I know exactly morning? When it's happening. It's happening between 7 and 8:30 a.m. pretty much every morning.
You should stake it out.
Well, that's the plan. I forget we did all this when Kevin wasn't here. That's kind of the plan, is that we're going to stake it out and follow them back to... Because there's also, don't forget, there's also a little doubt cast, which is why I didn't, you know, spring the trap instantly. A little doubt has been cast on precisely where this person might live.
Oh.
The corner that we thought they lived
on. Google Earth.
So it may not be who you thought it was.
Yes, it may not be who we thought it was.
My.
Because of the addition of the gentleman. Now, there's a gentleman with the dog. And we're not sure if that's, you know.
Yeah, you need some, what you need is some, like, human intelligence, you know.
I don't have any of that. I have no human intelligence.
You got some signal intelligence. You need some, like, real down-to-earth.
I have a barely working, camera and a neighbor who's like, yeah, I think that might be that gal over there.
Are you sure?
This is...
So you're sure, though, it's not just, like, there's a coyote who's walking through.
No, it's
there's
the same dog.
Okay, okay.
It's a mid-sized, skinny black dog with a big fluffy tail.
You can tell by the poops. Okay.
I can tell by the poops.
Welcome back, DGS 125. You know who makes me mad? Rude celebrities. I saw where Martha Stewart had something where people paid $700 to have lunch with her, and then she didn't talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then they paid $200 to get a book signed, and there was a bunch of video of her, like, she didn't even make eye contact.
Yeah.
She didn't say, like, oh, Rachel, is it? Thank you for reading my books. Enjoy. Have a great Christmas. Just signed it, talking to someone else, not even looking at Rachel. And then anytime I see someone coming out of like a hotel surrounded by their entourage, I'm like, go F yourself.
Yeah.
Like, celebrity is one, to me, one of the most overrated, stupid things we have. Like, oh, you're special because more people know you than know me. Right? And plus, how dare you? Like the famous Trishism where she said, all actors do is pretend to be something else better than we do, right? And you're a multi-millionaire because you can pretend to be someone else, and yet the people who buy your tickets and buy your merch and all that stuff, you can't even look them in the eye? What the hell?
I understand more the I want people around me when I'm in public so people don't come bother me when I'm doing something or whatever. I understand that more than the, hey, pay money to come be around me while I ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's complete nonsense.
What,
like,
a job.
Yeah, that's awful. I think the other one is over the top, but I get it to a degree. And I've seen all of those people in sports over and over over again.
Yeah.
You got the ones that are like, they never look up when they're talking to anybody or they want to ignore everybody. And then you get the other ones that are the opposite, where they're like, at a public event, and I give a good example. I won't give any of the bad examples on the air, at least not right now. But like David Backus, we did an event and couldn't have been nicer to everybody. And he's like, oh, the event's over. I'm going to stay and I'm going to pour beers for everybody and go behind
that's
the bar
cool.
and talk with people.
That's how Bobby Plager was.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing.
I did about a half a dozen appearances with Bob, and he was just... You can tell the difference between a celebrity who wants you to think they're cool and a celebrity who's cool.
Who's just having fun.
And mm-hmm. Bob was just having a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 133. Wheels of Thought of You last night. I saw this, the coolest thing I've seen in a while. From a philosophical standpoint, it's called the bicameral mind theory. You ever heard of it?
Nope.
Okay. I'll tell you about it, but first, I have to play this sound. So I discovered it on TikTok. There's this really smart guy. I don't know his name. Everyone's seen him. Dark hair, little tiny mustache, super smart. And he had a super smart guest. And this guy's like bald, big beard, glasses, very erudite. And he says, I'm sure you've heard of the bicameral theory. And he says it in the most condescending D-head way you've ever heard. And I sent it to Andrew. I'm like, you got to get this for me. Can you play that?
I'm sure you're familiar with the bicameral mind theory.
Isn't that hilarious? Sure,
and the other guy that's with him is like, ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Of course
they
That's
have. The kind of thing you say on a really bad date.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've heard of
it. Do it one more time. I just love it.
I'm sure you're familiar with the bicameral mind theory.
Yeah, mind
so
theory.
So I know you're not an idiot, so you've definitely heard of this.
Okay, so the bicameral mind theory was forwarded by a philosopher named Jaynes in 1977, I think. And it's basically this, that based on history and based on some literary works from like 3,000 years ago, he argues that humans had a very different consciousness back then, that they didn't have the kind of consciousness that we have now. Because like if you read the Iliad and the early Old Testament, and I haven't done this, I haven't researched this, but you know, taking him at his word, and it's a real work, people still reference it, that it was basically, they think one half of the brain was giving orders to the other half of the brain, like, you should go hunting now, you should, you know, it's going to rain, you should, you know, put up a structure, and that people thought that they were getting messages from God. And that about 3,000 years ago, and they're not quite sure of the mechanism, they think maybe it was social, that it just required this. But then we started doing more inside talk and having more introspection and more of a classic consciousness. But that from 250,000 years ago until 3,000 years ago, we just had this weird hemispheres talking to each other, but not really having internal monologues and internal thoughts and foreknowledge and thinking things through. It was just like some voice would say, build an ark, and we'd build an ark and go, God told me to build an ark. Isn't that interesting? Whether it's true or not? Play the sound.
I don't understand it.
I'm sure you're familiar with the bicameral mind theory.
I'm sure you're.
I'm familiar now.
The only thing that would make that better is if he had a little laugh, like a.
It's worth looking up.
Yeah,
that sound.
Does he have that look in his face?
Oh my God, he couldn't have that look more.
Yes, I'm sure you've heard of this.
He looked like a nerd.
I mean, we have to understand that, right? Like brains, we've obviously been changing constantly over time, so clearly our brains would be different. But I know we think of human as what we are now.
Yeah.
But that certainly wouldn't have been anywhere near the same thing 10,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago.
Speaking of philosophy, Phoebe gave me a compliment over Thanksgiving.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did you frame it?
I'm still living
a
off
compliment
it.
Compliment from a college age child is
trust
pretty
me,
hard to come by.
It was so hard for me being me, the ultimate compliment fisher. When she said it, not to go like, I don't quite understand. Like, can you flesh that out a little bit for me? But when she was little and couldn't tell time and watched SpongeBob incessantly, when we would like go to grandma's house, she'd say, how long is this going to be? And if I said an hour, she wouldn't get it. So I would say two SpongeBobs. Or if we went to the dentist, I'd say, babe, it's only going to be about one SpongeBob. And she said, that was so great. Like, it worked. I understood the concept of time. It made me relax. I knew that you'd only be gone for three SpongeBobs. Like, that felt great.
That's funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, isn't it great?
Now she can only measure things in terms of SpongeBob.
She's like, how many SpongeBobs is this class?
I've got 500 SpongeBobs till I graduate.
She still kind of does it, yeah.
She's got 15 hours of classwork. That's 30 SpongeBobs.
Yeah.
So I've been playing a lot of Pictionary lately because they...
I love Pictionary.
Well, it's on Netflix. Netflix has all these games and you can like download the controller app and then...
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they
and it's very fun.
No, they don't. It's super cool.
We've
it's
been playing a lot of Pictionary and the clue I had was plankton. So, of course, I drew plankton from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Kurt was not able to put this together. He's not a SpongeBob kid.
Oh.
It was so devastating to find that
Wait
out.
Wait a
I'm
minute.
Like,
Wait a minute.
What did he watch?
You
Nothing?
Are dating a man who's not a SpongeBob guy. How did this happen?
He says he's just not the right age. And I'm like, well, that's true. Yeah, my brother, Kurt and my brother are the same age. It makes sense that my brother would have seen it because I was wanting to watch it. But it's I drew like a pretty good rendition of Plankton.
Absolutely not true.
Didn't get it.
Your brother is a year older than I am. I watch SpongeBob all the time. SpongeBob came out in like 1997.
It was a little bit later than that. Because I remember it being when my kid was two and she was born in 97.
Now, it's been playing for, like, ever since. Like, they still play the old ones.
1999. So 1999. It would have been 10 when it came out.
Wheeler, those boots have made you even smarter.
I mean, they made me taller. Therefore, I'm better.
Anyway, I was very proud of my Plankton picture, and I'm like, this is gonna kill. And I'm like, oh, man.
It should have. That's a good idea. How else do you draw Plankton?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I picked that clue. I'm like, this is going to be a breeze. Not so much.
You just draw a whale and some dots on some water.
I made myself giggle last night. I got a text from CVS saying that my propranolol is in, which is an anxiety medication that I take. And I texted someone and I said, I'm going to make a salt lick out of propranolol and just lick it like a deer all day.
Did you ever partake in one of those as a child?
What's that?
The salt lick, if you ever saw it out in nature.
No, I grew up in the country, but I guess we didn't have, it was more prairie. We didn't have a lot of hunting areas.
Okay.
So I never really saw one.
Man, I can taste it now.
Would you just lick it every time you saw it?
No, it only took like one or two times. I'm like, I should stop doing that.
And you're worried about sitting on chairs?
No, I'm
sorry.
I'm not worried about the chairs. I'm just saying, if you let yourself think about it, you can psych yourself out.
I know, I'm just teasing.
She'd rather lick after an animal than sit after acrobat.
Well, sometimes they'd be fresh and it'd be like, let me see what this is
all
about.
That's just the big brother in me coming out.
I like Boots, Kevin.
Kevin's
Boots,
like kicking down doors.
Boots Kevin is fun. He's saucy.
You're lucky you didn't get shot. Had a pretty little doe in my sights. Really going after that salt lick.
I'm more of a rough em up than a shooter.
I'm surprised, though. I was a licker. Like, with my OCD.
If you had seen that, you would have had to do
been
it.
Been all over it,
I would have licked a deer. I would have.
Oh, good. That deer's distracted by the salt lick. That's my chance.
I honestly know. I don't think I've ever. I don't think I ever heard of a salt lick until I was a well-grown person.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't have any idea. I mean, I'm still not entirely sure what it is. I mean, I know it's salt.
Rach, you tell him.
It's just, a big block of salt that
just draws animals in?
Yeah, because the deer will post up.
That seems fair, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's trick the dumb animals. They're already passive and not scary at all. Let's trick them some more.
Well, then there was the time my brother and I went up into a deer stand that we found, and then I was too scared to get down from the deer stand.
Oh, God, I bet that made him mad.
Oh, dude, he was at the he was on the ground like, you got to do it right now. I'm not getting mom and dad involved, because I think he would have gotten in pretty big trouble for letting me get up there in the first place.
How often did Big Dave Zimmerman say to you, like, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine?
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty classic older sibling. Like,
oh my God.
We don't need to be going to mom and dad about this. We can work this out ourselves.
You're fine.
Were you a ratter outer?
Nah.
Well, here's the thing.
You don't seem like it.
Here's the thing. It's not about ratting out, because my brother all the time would do something that would get me like harmed, like bleeding, and then he'd be like, you better not tell mom and dad about this. And I'm like, how on earth? We lived in like a 4-room house. How am I going to avoid them seeing all of the blood on my face?
My brother was a rat. He was a rat when he was a little kid. He was, not only was he a rat, he would start it and then rat me out for fighting back. He'd like punch me in the face, and then I'd give him a big old bruise on his arm because I wasn't allowed to hit him in the face like he hit me. And then I'd get in trouble because I put a bruise on his arm.
I'm glad that with the benefit of hindsight, Wheels is seeing all of this.
He was a rat.
The exact same as he did as a child.
I was allowed to hit him in the face.
Nah, I mean, he could literally punch me in the nose, and if I did that, I'd be grounded. I'd be in trouble.
That is magnificent little brother stuff, though.
Yeah.
Starting the fight and then figuring out how to get you in trouble for it.
I once hit one of my friends in the face with a mace.
What?
Yeah.
A mace?
Remember that, Rach, when I bought that thing on eBay?
Wait, you had a mace?
Yeah. It was a wall
hanging. Oh, so this was like recent?
Now I remember.
It was a wall hanging.
This was within the last 3 or 4 years?
No, I bought a replacement.
Yeah, now
like
I remember.
Like when I bought the Pepsi Light. It was a wall hanging. A lot of people had these, and it was 2 crossed swords, yeah, which were each about 18 inches long, and a mace, which was about 12 inches long. And a mace, if you don't know, is like a ball with nails coming
spikes
out of it.
Yeah.
And it did. And I didn't think I'd hit him. And I hit him right in the forehead. And I just remember being like, okay. One of these days, I'm going to have a job. I'm going to give you 50%. I was just anything.
You?
Yeah, 12.
Oh,
mace
okay,
age.
Okay.
You're a kid. Yeah,
mace age.
Yeah, I got smoked in the head with a shovel by my friend's little brother.
Why?
Because he saw me standing there and felt like hitting me. I don't know, but
front
I bled.
Or back?
It bled a lot, like on top.
He just went, conk. Like Elmer Fudd?
Yeah, just conk.
Damn.
In my memory, it was a neighbor kid who did this. I'm pretty sure it was me. Took this enormous, dinosaur toy that I had, like a big plastic dinosaur thing that like made noise or something.
Yeah, we all had one of those.
And I just overhead hucked it, and I nailed my brother in the head.
He
was gushing blood. It was horrible.
Boy.
And in my brain, it was a neighbor kid who did this. I think that's a defense. I think it's a coping mechanism. I think I did it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts. You know, I thought you were so
naive, but you were running a game on me. Welcome back, DJS, a little YNT for you on a Wednesday. Slowmo says, I'm a longtime listener. This is the first time I've ever watched the YouTube stream. Great way to enjoy the DGS. Welcome to the stream, Slowmo.
Awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Last night, I somehow went down a rabbit hole on TikTok of people claiming to be real vampires.
Oh, God.
I love those people.
Yeah. And I was really laughing because one of the girls had a terrible lisp because of her fangs.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, so I'm 400 years old. And I'm like, haven't you figured out how to talk in 400 years? Like,
you've had these for
400 years.
I never heard them on movies talk like that.
Rules.
It's like she just got Invisalign or something.
Like, can any of them prove it?
Oh, man.
Or are they saying that it's not the way it's depicted in the movies, right?
Bingo.
So they don't have like superpowers. They don't have. So you just live forever?
Yeah. Yeah.
So prove that.
Yeah.
New Orleans has a big time vampire community. There's like vampire bars and stuff down there.
I thought they were like cosplaying though.
No, they're for real about it. I have a map of vampiric locations in New Orleans.
The one was pretty believable. She's like, this is my elder. He's been alive for 600 years. And rather than looking like Antonio Banderas, he looked like the night manager to QT. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh?
If you've been around 600 years and you don't look like a rich, super good-looking person, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
What are you doing? You should be loaded.
Do any of them have familiars?
Oh, yeah. They had the whole thing.
Okay.
So then what... How do you show everybody, how do you prove to everybody that you are what you say you are?
It's a lot of trust.
Like, for example, if I say I'm a baseball player, I should be able to demonstrate for you that I can do baseball things.
But if you say, I could show you how hard I can throw, but that would be beneath me as a vampire.
Yeah.
You're just making it up.
You think?
Because if somebody challenges you enough on a thing you know you are, you'll prove it.
Really?
Wouldn't you?
Wow.
Wouldn't you?
It's a real Wheelerism.
If somebody says to you, Dave, sure. I don't believe you're a talk show host, wouldn't
if
you be
I
like,
can do it.
You'd be like, wouldn't you be like, here are all my tapes and here's all these MP3s and here's all these downloads because this is my radio show.
Yeah.
Because think about it. What they're saying is this is what I am. Right? So if I say to you, you're not a host. You're not a talk show host. No way. You would be quick to prove that you are. Yeah. Here's a link to all of the podcasts you can download of all these things I've done.
Trainer Pool says, Dave sounds like he looks.
I was wondering what that meant.
I think he says you sound good.
Okay. That's just because I gave you boots. Yeah, when I was first on the air, before we had so much social media and people could just see you at the drop of a hat, everyone thought I was short, very Jewish, with black curly hair, and I heard Paul Reiser over and over again.
Really?
That's how people pictured me.
There's a little bit of that tone of voice, a little bit of the same register, but I would not have pictured that at all. I would probably picture more like what I see. But then again, I knew what you looked like before I heard the show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You used to Google me, did you?
No, I'd seen it. I saw something, and I can't remember what it was.
I seen you somewhere.
But there was a problem for a long time because my show, when I worked, was the same time you were on the air. So I'd never really heard any. This is pre-podcast when I first moved to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And everybody like, do you know Dave Glover? I'm like, well, I know who he is, but I'm working during that, so I don't get to listen to it.
He looks like he sounds. You know what I think is the dumbest TikTok thing? Maybe you guys can help me understand this. Is when, and this is telling you a lot about who I am, because I just share my TikTok feed with you, boxing children, horse hospice, right? But like 3 or 4 times a week, I'll get a pretty girl who seems to be doing nothing, and then she'll raise her arms to show that she has armpit hair.
Okay.
And I'm like, who cares? Like, if you have a fetish for that, knock yourself out. If you find it disgusting, that's your prerogative. But, like, all you did was not shave your armpits. I just don't understand, like, why this is, like, what you lead with.
Yeah, I think there is a pretty big fetish community for that.
So. Yeah, I'm out on fetishes.
It's probably, like, the feet people.
Yeah.
Again, not judging, there's, just saying it's a thing.
Yeah, and to say you're out on it, here's the thing. You just got to remember, this has been my experience, and everything is. Every single thing.
Fetish.
If you see somebody who's like talking way too much about their eyebrows or whatever, it's like, just be like, you do you, madam, and move on.
Speaking of eyebrows, Rachel and I were talking about this. Mrs. Dell from the billionaire Dells that gave $6 billion.
Susan Bell.
Susan Bell. Have you seen her?
Wait, no. Her name's Bell or Dell?
Dell.
Sorry.
Dell. Did I just say like, Bell?
Yeah, I don't know.
I said Bell and you repeated it.
Oh, okay.
So,
what a team.
That was like Evan Costello moment.
She's a normal-looking, attractive person who's got some eyebrows.
Yeah.
But people were going in, and I'm like, she just gave $6 billion
to kids.
Yeah, like
she could have a literal butt for a face. She could talk and poop could come out. Seriously. And I'd be like, $6 billion.
But people are like, she doesn't look like she's 17. Ugh, get her off of my screen. Like,
oh, they think she looks old?
I think that's part of it, is it's just like, we think a woman should be hotter than this, so we're going to punish her. And it's just really gross that that's where everybody goes.
Yeah.
Like, the standards are just so out of whack and ridiculous, and I feel very sorry for this poor woman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.